What's up, everyone? This is Press X to Start, Season 3, Episode 27.
Hey, y'all.
Woohoo! This is a podcast where we bring you the latest gaming news, impressions, and all things video games.
Yes.
But from a minority perspective.
Speak for yourself.
Ooh. Wait. You about to... What?
He's transracial.
Oh, shit.
Yes, I am.
Douglas stole us all.
Ah. Well, that's going to be the biggest topic of the day.
I'm trying to improve my credit score, y'all.
Before we get into all the news, who are we?
I am Sean MF Ross.
What the MF stand for?
Mobile phone.
you know, phone is spelled with a PH, right?
In America, you pleb.
You right. Who else?
I am Douglas. I am the barrister of Baltimore.
Ooh,
thought he said bastard.
I can also be the bastard Brad of Baltimore. Yeah, sure. We'll go with that too.
Okay. And I am DJ, aka Sexy Bad Choices, aka Scarlett Jo Handsome, aka Did you know in the summertime, the Eiffel Tower can grow up to 15 centimeters tall?
I know who else can grow that tall.
The Eiffel Tower.
And grass, right? Right?
Yeah.
Wait, you use the metric system, nigga?
Depends on who you're talking to.
Oh, jeez. You know what? Instead of dealing with that, we're going to dig into what we've been playing.
Alrighty.
So who would like to...
Bless I've been playing ears. Some more Shenmue 2.
Oh, word?
You are grinning right, Doug, with joy. Doug,
what have you been playing?
I'm enjoying it. I got some more clips to put up. This game is super dated, but I mean,
you know what?
I'm still enjoying it.
That last clip you put up was hilarious.
It's I don't know if they intentionally made some of the faces this way to be funny or... If they were just trying to be as detailed as possible, but
yeah.
Some of the shit that they do and say and just look like in this game is just funny.
Yeah, they look like caricatures.
I'm wondering if I'm going to see a black guy in China.
You know, we can always hope.
I mean, they had the Jamaican guy in Japan in the first one. So.
Yeah. Yeah. You will probably see...
Was he a study abroad student? That's how he got there?
He had a hot dog stand, and he danced in front of his hot dog stand while playing. You know what? They should have had reggae.
It was not reggae?
Nah, they just had some weird...
Did he have cocoa bread?
Probably not.
But I'm trying to get through this. I'm playing this. Mm-hmm. I'm still playing Spelunky. I've been to hell before in the game. There's a secret level.
In the game?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I've been watching Lucifer, so I'm triggered.
They have a hell level. That's like the final level. And I've gotten there, gotten to the final boss, and just died. And it's hard to get to him because there's a specific set of steps you have to take in each world to get there.
Yeah.
And the only reason I'm still playing it over and over again, like almost daily, is because they have a sequel coming out this year. And I want to actually beat the game fully before I play the sequel.
Okay.
So I try to play the daily challenge on that. And then I'm still playing Apex Legends as y'all see the uploads.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what have you. So yeah. More clips to come.
Right.
I actually played with Avery most of all day yesterday and today for like a couple hours.
Right. Alum.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So we was getting it in. We was running through some fools.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you ever get to link up and do Overwatch? I know there was a night I couldn't join you guys, but
no, because Cameron asked when to just throw out, hey, y'all gonna get on Overwatch?
Yep.
And then say nothing else.
Yep. So speaking of Overwatch, on that night where we were supposed to play Overwatch, ended up playing Smash Brothers.
I ignored DJ. Sean, you gonna get on Smash Brothers? I ain't see that shit till like hours later.
So, a good friend of mine, he was playing, like, he just texted me out of the blue, like, hey, you still playing Smash? And I was like, it was Baron.
Mm.
And I was like, yeah, of course. He's like, all right, get online. I'm online. I was like, well, bet. All right. So, he had a arena set up in Smash, just like how when you're playing with the pro. So I jumped into this thing. I'm like, bad, this is about to be like
about to wreck face.
Yo, that first match, it was a 4-player, 3-stock, like free for all on like a Final Destination stage.
Mm-hmm.
first match. It was a little laggy. I picked Link.
That's the excuse he's going with.
I picked Link. The match start. There was a Mario next to me. He comboed me from 0% off the stage, knocked me out, and jumped back on stage.
Let me tell you something.
You got jumped.
Yo. I was like, okay.
Did you just have to look behind you?
He ran up to me, grabbed me, threw me on the ground, and that was it for
took
that
your
stock.
Money.
He tapped you on the shoulder. Here, have some hands. Have a serving of these hands, nigga.
I was like, no! I'm not ready.
Hiya!
So that was pretty much how I started the night.
We should do doubles online.
Yo. Like, that was such a fun just block of time. We played about like maybe 20 matches where like random people coming in and coming out.
Yeah.
And it's just people online are just ridiculous. They're just ridiculous.
Isn't that the beauty of it all?
I miss the days of yore when everybody wasn't like a hyper expert and I had a chance. But then again, maybe I was the hyper expert to them back in the day.
Yeah, exactly.
I was
just like, right.
Man, so
yeah, like quick shout out to, of course, Baron, but also to this. Apparently, he was a kid. Name hype, like
12 years old.
He was the Mario player that just crushed me.
Did he? Did he F your mom as well?
I didn't have the Nintendo confusing voice chat thing set up. And I ended up setting it up, but I had to restart the game in order for it to work. So I was like, I'm not going to worry about
that.
And like,
you was having fun.
I don't need to hear my oppressor online. Like, I don't need that.
Boy.
Yeah. So that was pretty much it. I don't have a Dragon's Dogma story.
Yeah. But somehow you managed to still bring up the game.
I need to.
Yeah, that's kind of addiction.
I mean, you know.
I know there are places that can help for people like you who have these type of needs.
If our thing is The Witcher, then of course I'm going to bring up Dragon's Dogma.
But Dragon Dogma doesn't have a sound clip that's cool like The Witcher.
Mark is making so.
Oh my god,
don't you dare. I heard Dragon's Dogma name. Anyways, so Doug, what have you been playing?
Well, it's been hard because I only had about maybe a little bit of an hour to play any game because I just started a new job and I've been working the job like 50 hours this past week.
Look, you being responsible.
Sus.
As you know, I'm embarrassed. I am a lawyer.
Yeah.
And I got an assignment. I started on Monday. I got an assignment for a case on Tuesday and I was in court on Friday. And
wow.
So, yeah. It worked out quite well and my client's very happy.
I have a question.
Yes.
So did you have to like find time to study up for the case?
Yeah, just got literally it was handed to me Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah,
and the client was well prepared.
Yeah,
it's just coming up with a legal argument. In the meantime, I'm still new, so like I have to get my benefits taken care of and sign on my tax forms and get office supplies. So it's me handling the admin stuff, having cases, and also I have a trial to get ready for.
Did you get to yell objection like Phoenix Wright?
We don't. No, because I primarily work in district court, and district court is kind of like people's court where it's just like a zoo.
I mean, you can still yell it out. Who's gonna stop you?
No. I my claim to fame is the fact that as a lawyer, there's certain things like certain perks they give you, like you get in the courthouse early, you don't have to take you're not sworn in like everybody else do.
I know. When I work for the state, they let me go through the metal detector, go around the metal detector.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You're all faster. Not that I had anything on me, but it just felt special walking around the metal detector.
You popless. But the thing I want to bring up is that there's two things that come up gaming related. First, during my week, like I said, I'm still setting up my office. This is the first, actually, I have an actual office. So there's a few things I bought in. Not a whole lot, but I had a Batman Funko Pop that I have on my desk.
Ooh.
From the animated series. And
yeah, the Pacific.
And so one of the paralegals who's actually part of the program that I am in my unit, he's like, he overheard me having a conversation about Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
So he stopped by my office. He's like, so I see that you like Batman. I see that you know Game of Thrones. Are you like closetly like a geek? And I was like,
that's not the only.
So I was like, well, put in perspective, I am a member of a video game podcast.
Hey.
He's like, oh, we got to talk.
Hey.
So hopefully we'll be talking later. And then today, this morning, I know I had a bunch of things to do to prepare for the week coming up. But I was like, I really want to get some gaming in. So one of my friends hit me up on the PSN and we started playing Dead by Daylight. And there's a guy whom we play quite often named Muffin Man.
Is that his first or last name?
Muffin Man is.
Do you know?
I don't. You know, that's his you know, PSN name. And so, in the middle of the conversation, he brought up this nonprofit that I know is based in Baltimore. And I was like, wait a minute. This is the same nonprofit. I was like, you in Baltimore? He's like, yeah, I got this new job working Midtown. I was like, I just work a new job in downtown Baltimore.
What?
And so, and not only that, it's like, come to find out, we both work with the same population, just on different sides of it. And it's like, oh my God, like, I do that work too.
That's awesome.
So now I'm like, now we exchange numbers. Like, oh man, we could do lunch. Like, it's like, this is how gaming has become for me now. So
yeah. Look at gaming bringing people together.
You know, Trump. Helping out the homeless and the afflicted in Baltimore. Yes, this is what video games can be.
That's awesome. You know what else is awesome? A word from our sponsors. Fiddlesticks. I don't fucking know.
Mesothelioma.
Ah, there you go.
Mesothelioma. Yeah.
If you are a loved one.
What's good, y'all? Have you been enjoying this episode so far? Would you like to make sure that you keep getting the best laughs, latest news, and most fire takes? Then we're going to need your help. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our show. And if you have, then tell 3 people about the podcast. Could be strangers, friends, loved ones, hated ones, your Uncle Jim, I don't know. Every little bit helps. And after you've done that, please follow us on Facebook at PressX2Start, Instagram at PressX2Start, Twitter at PressX2S, and YouTube at PressX2StartTV. And if you've already done all this, well done. Platinum trophy achieved.
And we are back.
Yo.
Now it's time for the quick hits. Marcus, put the thing in there.
Phrasing.
Slowly.
Number one. Days Gone adds a new mode called Dead Don't Ride.
AKA Crazy Taxi.
If you are old enough to know what that is, because that's so weird that has to be a statement.
Crazy Taxi came out in 99?
Yeah.
PS1?
Nah, the Dreamcast.
Whoa.
The Gamecast, nigga. but what's it about, DJ?
So, Dead Don't Ride. It puts players in a golf cart and forces them to pick up passengers and drop them off at their destination while racing against the clock against them freakers.
Freak.
So remember earlier when I was talking about the whole prostitute thing? Mm-hmm. It was for this. I was going to insert a little thing there, but
see, we're talking about this thing. They don't know why we're talking about prostitutes now.
Well, running over freakers is one of the goals of Days Gone, Dead Don't Ride. And guess what, guys? It's out right now.
Oh
yeah,
hey,
well, guess what, Sean, it's out right now. And Marcus, when you'll be listening to this podcast.
Yeah, whatever, man. Apex Legends is getting a limited time solo mode starting from August 13th
right
to August 27th,
right? So in case you want to do solos in Apex, you can right now.
So it should be out by the time you hear this.
Yeah, so you gonna jump into that, Sean?
Yeah, buddy.
All right.
Half the time my teammates drop out anyway and I'm running solo. I answered the phone the other day in my Jamaican accent, like, yeah, what blood clot I want? And my teammates just dropped out one by one. I ain't here for this shit.
Wait, Sean's a black name?
What a blood clot I go on, brother. All
right, number three.
Nintendo That's your code switch. No, I get it.
So, Nintendo Switch move over. Microsoft's handheld Xbox plans has been revealed.
They have not learned from Sony. No. Sony tried this three times.
Yeah, so they've trademarked.
Sega has tried this.
Not trademarked. This is just
a patent, right?
It's a patent application.
I'm sorry. Yes, it's a patent.
Yeah, I remember the N-Gage.
Oh boy.
Side talking.
So all we know is this is Microsoft. It's just it seemed like at least have an idea. They put in some paperwork to protect that property. There is somebody look at the application. Actually, made some graphics based on what they think it would look like,
and it looks weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember the Wonder Swan. Go ahead.
Okay, so number four. Ninja, if you remember that guy, already has 1 million subscribers on Mixer.
So last time we reported on this, I think he had like less than 100,000. So
was it 100,000?
It was less than 100,000, I want to say.
Wow.
So yeah.
You need the weekend for folks to, you know,
right, figure out what's going on. Yeah. Oh, I need to make this Mixer account. Mom, let me get your credit card.
Mm.
So that's that. Congratulations, Ninja.
You're living the dream.
Doing the damn thing. Well, you know, whatever. Number five, Borderlands 3. Take-Two addresses investigation into streamer leaks. So this happened this week. We're not going to spend too much time on this because it's kind of old news now. So there was a streamer who got his hands on leaked content from Borderlands 3.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of putting it out into the public, he decided to monetize this. So he made a private Discord chat and was basically promoting this Discord. Like, hey, guys, if you want to get this cool, hot, leaked footage of Borderlands 3, just pay up and join my private Discord chat. And some people
paid money for this.
Yes. And people from Take-Two were like, oh, word? All right. So one of them actually paid money, got into the chat, confirmed that this is all a thing. Like, oh, bet. All right.
So money and his fool are soon parted. Why would you pay money to not even see...
Bruh.
A finished product.
Yeah, like...
Bruh. Borderlands 3 is coming out next month.
You couldn't wait.
These are the people for whom I think will also pay money for a bootleg disc.
That's who the microtransactions are for.
Right.
Those are the people that make money over.
Yeah, they're the one who you know, when a guy come to the barbershop and got like a whole bunch of like, you know, I got these on
DVDs, got them bootleg Idlewild DVDs.
What you got? Bootleg deodorants and toothbrush and what have you. And you're like, yeah, you know, I don't feel like going to CVS. I'll pay $5 for that. It's like, but you could just go to the store.
Right. Right.
You know why?
It's annoying.
Okay.
So that's that. They pretty much came to his door and they questioned him.
This is hella illegal. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So whatever, man. That it's just a stupid dude being stupid, you know?
This is why we have lawyers. This is why.
Okay. I found the figures for Ninja. He had 370,000 subscribers before he even started streaming on Mixer.
Oh, wow. So just him. Because he did
just him opening an account before he even started his first video stream. He had 370,000 subscribers.
He did put out a video of like Microsoft produced video of him announcing that he's going to Mixer.
Wild,
yeah, that's so crazy.
This is the age that we live in.
Yeah,
like I'm just imagining him. Like, what did he put on his tax form when he filed tax as in like streamer?
Yeah.
That's what I'm gonna do this year.
Streamer, yes. Number six, also on the Borderlands hype train.
Hey.
We have a new character trailer from Flack, which is AKA my main.
Mm.
Flack is a robot who has control over three creatures. And the trailer is named The Hunt. And throughout the trailer, you know, he gets into a like one of the bandit camps or whatever. He destroys all of them. But while he's doing that, we're being introduced to his different pets, right? Mm. So that's pretty cool. Like, they all have different traits about them. One enjoys killing, one just wants to please you, and the other one likes vehicles or something, chase vehicles. And the whole concept behind him is that he's looking for his next creature to own, sort of thing. So that's what the hunt is to him. I say him, but he's a robot. So
he's gender neutral?
Yes. They.
Okay.
Is that right? They?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right, cool.
I mean, we don't have a neuter pronoun in English.
Okay. If we get that wrong, you know, let us know, please. Thanks. Cool. So that's it for the quick hits.
Hey.
Now it's time for the hard-hitting stories.
Mm-hmm.
Doug. And
how more hard-hitting than some shootings?
Jesus.
So, earlier this month, as many of you are probably aware, we had some two mass shootings in Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, because this is America.
Yep.
And President Trump being the commander-in-chief and also the consoler-in-chief, you know, just like the figures of Obama and Bush and Reagan, he said that, you know, when it came to great violence in this country, that video games are the problem. Of course.
Right.
Quote, we must stop the glorification of violence in our societies. And this includes gruesome and grisly video games that are now commonplace. It is too easy for troubled youth to surround themselves with a culture that celebrates violence. We must stop or substantially reduce this, and it has to begin immediately. And then he proposed having this task force on how we can crack down on violent video games, because that's what's happening.
Mm. Right.
Now, just for many of you to know, me putting my lawyer hat here, is that video games is covered under the First Amendment, you know, free speech, video games, by none other than the great conservative basher Antonin Scalia. Right. Who, back in 2011, wrote the majority opinion 7-2 that said that essentially when California, who was then had, you know, Governor Brown and this woman named Kamala Harris,
yeah,
big time prosecutor. Yeah. All big Jamaican? On, huh?
Isn't she Jamaican?
Kamala? Oh, well, I just, she's
a little bit.
She's, yeah, she got.
I don't want to claim her though.
Yeah. You know, her dad's named Donald.
Really?
Are you her daddy?
Find out on next episode of Press X
for the culture. So Kalia said that, you know, at the time there was a ban that California passed that tried to forbid the sale of violent video games mm-hmm. to minors. Mm-hmm. The Supreme Court said in a very bright line rule that California's ban on the sale or rental of violent video games to minors is unconstitutional.
Mm.
So that's why, you know, all this talk about how we can regulate these games and stop these games, it's going to be a really hard thing to do. I mean, Shakespeare, when read in this cool world, even Dante's Inferno can be quite violent. You're talking about murder and tragedies, and, you know, kids read those too.
Yep, I did as a kid.
But one of the more interesting things out of this entire situation here is that, you know, could there be people talking about how there are no studies that shown there's a link between violent video games and actual real harm violence?
Yeah.
One person who has changed her mind on this issue was former United States Senator and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
Wait, like the Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, the Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Not Hillary Duff.
No.
She went on Twitter right after President Trump made his speech and said that, I quote, people play video games in virtually every other country on earth. The difference is the guns.
Wow.
This is the same individual who back in 2005 introduced a bill that would have actually imposed fines and community service for any retailer that sold an M-rated game to minors.
Didn't pass.
Wow.
It didn't pass, but yeah. So we gone from,
you know, that's crazy.
14 years, yeah. Now, some things have happened. You know, different retailers have kind of pulled off products. Like, for example, Walmart pulled displays of violent media after the El Paso shooting.
And advertising as well online and stuff.
Yeah. But it's been violent media in general. So they're not just targeting video games, which is fine. That's good.
Yeah. I mean, look, they still need to make a profit too.
Right.
So it's a temporary measure.
Yeah.
But just for everybody to know that, do not expect the government to come for your video games anytime soon in that regard.
Yeah, so I think this is all a distraction.
Yeah.
And like a lot of people are saying it, so I'm just really regurgitating this take. Like, this is just a way for them to turn everyone's heads towards this one thing that they're like, yeah, that's the problem, when it's really the guns. The guns are the issue.
The guns, the people, health, stability,
yes,
making people feel like they should go shooting at their Mexicans. Yeah, that's a real problem. Yeah.
And the kind of energy the administration is giving to these people.
No, how dare you speak ill of the president? He only means the most kindest of things.
You're right. I'm sorry. Forgive me, everyone. That bitch.
Anyway.
Bully.
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 You mean the bully in the 1600?
No. Rockstar's bully franchise.
Oh,
we like that bully.
Wait.
According to a new report, the long-rumored Bully 2 is real and releasing sometime late 2020 alongside the PlayStation 5, PS4, Xbox, whatever the hell they choose to call it, and Xbox One. So they have a Rockstar insider that kind of leaks some info.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Interesting.
So,
how long was the last Bully game?
It was really
was
like
that PS2?
PS2, I believe. Yeah.
Long time ago.
Because they re-released it for PS3.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's been it that we've seen of it.
2006.
Oof, boy.
So 13, almost, it'll be 14 years since the last Bully.
I was a fresh-faced youth back then.
Did y'all play it?
Yeah, high school.
No, I didn't play it.
It was actually a pretty good game, yeah.
Back then, I wasn't that big into like those kind of RPG kind of games. Mm-hmm. So I was more so just, I was probably playing Tekken 4 at that time, maybe.
Oh, yeah. You're a fighting game weeb.
Yes, 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 I was.
Okay.
That's my heart.
Well, you didn't play it either, Doug.
No. I, you honestly, were into video games back then. I wasn't, yeah, yeah. We had all the gaming consoles, but we, yeah. I remember playing a lot of like PGA golf.
Yeah.
Because Tiger was an amazing man and a pure man of great heart.
Yeah. I kind of wonder how that's going to work in this era.
Bully?
Yeah. Because there was a lot of things that was kind of...
It's not literally about bullying it's people. Not,
no,
it's
no.
That's literally just the name of the game. Like,
I'm more so talking about some of the things yeah. that happened in the game. I just don't know.
Like, for example?
He was the one getting bullied in the game.
Yeah.
And he kind of fought back.
Wasn't... Because there was a not interaction with a girl, but there was something dealing with girls that was kind of like risque at the time.
I think you could kiss them or something. I don't remember.
Well, okay. I would say, is there any publishing or a developer that I trust when it comes to making a great sense of parody of pop culture? It is Rockstar.
That is true, though. I'm
curious
That's
to
true.
See in this environment. Like, for example, when it came to the new Lion King remake with the photorealistic development of it, mm-hmm. they changed some of the wording of Timon and Pumbaa when they're at Pride Rock for their big battle. And instead of him being like, I'm not Mr. Nice Guy, whatever, he says that I'm against bullies. So, so people, you know, I wonder how Rockstar take, could it, we are in an environment where bullying is much more
post-bully.
awareness, I guess, talk about it. But I'm curious, how would they, what is their, not to say parody, but what kind of satire, how would they look at today's lens of what is bullying and how do they interpret it? I'm curious about it.
Right, right.
I hope it's not like the Disney, like, we got to write these things because this is hot right now. Yeah.
Rockstar ain't like that.
Yeah. Theirs seem to be more fully fleshed out.
Right.
Mm, anyway.
So, it, you know, could be interesting. I wonder where that fits in the schedule of Rockstar games, because you had like GTA 6 supposed to be the next thing,
but they're making so much money on GTA Online now. Like,
that's true.
And GTA 6 would be, I would imagine that's gonna be the next console. And that's so
yeah, right, exactly.
I don't know when developers got their development kit
right
for this. I heard it was fairly recently that they got the kit.
What, for PS5?
Yeah, for PS5. And
you can still build to specs though, and then tweak it after. So they didn't necessarily need a dev kit to start pre-production and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they also had that big Red Dead Redemption. So I'm assuming that team has now moved on to a new product. So it'd be curious, but believe too, maybe that's what they, you know, how they split their teams. And I haven't heard anything about LA Noir.
That's done. Vivendi and Team Bondi or whatever, that's just dead.
That's gone. Okay.
They ain't gonna be no more LA Noir.
Okay.
Yeah, I just did some quick searching. It was the whole controversy thing was for Bully was the whole idea of people thought that it was going to be Bully, and yeah, so that was
book by its cover.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
So what's up, DJ?
NBA 2K.
Yeah, we were just talking about how you're a natural athlete. You're natural basketball player. Yeah.
So, you know, back in my former years of the youth, I played the basketballs, and I was good at the basketballs.
Because you're tall, you're black.
Yes.
You have natural hair. Things. I mean, that's what...
Yes.
That's all you need.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that makes me the prime person to talk about NBA 2K20 will include every WNBA team with full roster.
Ooh. So I finally get to pay a Cheryl Swoops?
Sure.
And...
Because
I don't know any of the WNBA.
You can be part of the Mystics.
Oh, jeez. I have no idea what any of this stuff means other than that's the women's national basketball team. Awesome. You know,
I'm surprised it took this long, honestly, for this to occur.
Yeah.
Because I know some people who would be very happy to have this.
Yeah, there was definitely a push for these basketball games to include the women's side of the basketball league.
Yeah.
Or a minute.
Yeah, I don't even know anybody who's currently in the league. I don't recognize any of these names. So
it's actually funny enough that we're talking about this now because they actually have promotions for this going live. Mm-hmm. And I was on...
Oh, people are being super misogynistic right now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they have a...
if you want to see,
you know how they have the My Court mode? People are asking if they're going to have a My Kitchen mode and all this other shit.
Oh, wow.
People are really... trashy.
Wow, that's fucked up. So I've actually saw promotions for this on my IG feed. And at first I was like, is that a woman? I was like, oh shit, what the hell's going on? And I actually looked it up and found out that this is happening. So that's actually really, really cool.
Lisa Leslie, there's another name.
Okay, okay. So the game will be arriving September 6th. So all you that are interested in NBA 2K 20, get this one.
Now, if only I could play Serena Williams in a video game, that would make my life.
Yo, Sega did used to have this vicious-ass tennis game. What the hell is
that? Mario Tennis?
You bastard.
So yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting to see how this actually sells.
Virtual Tennis. That was the shit. Oh,
Virtual Tennis, yeah.
That was a good game.
Yeah. I always got that confused with Virtual Fighter. Fucking hate Virtual Fighter.
Anywho.
So yeah, as I was saying, like I think this is going to be a really interesting test to see if people want this and how well it sells. I mean, it's an NBA 2K. Like, that's going to sell.
Yes.
So, I mean, I kind of hope that this isn't just a way of selling the game.
I think that's not a bad thing, though. We want them to sell this game.
That's
we
true,
want people
that's
to
true.
Spend money in this game. We want people just to play games, because a lot of people like playing games that resemble themselves.
Right.
And so, why not, you know, if you're a woman, and especially if you're a young woman who likes basketball, do you now have a video game that treats equally,
yeah, right, right.
Both the WNBA and the NBA.
True. I mean, I guess I'm just saying, like, I don't want this. Yeah,
that's terrible. So somebody released a control scheme, like they made their own little mock-up.
Oh no!
We hit AB to fold clothes, XY to feed the baby.
Oh no!
Hit the start button to paint your toenails. Like one stick moves to vacuum. Yeah. Like, people are ass.
But what I don't like is that now ruthless. That person got attention to do something that's so
injury report immature. Out for 9 months.
Yeah. You know? I guess I'm just saying, like, I don't want this to be, oh, here's a gimmick that we're putting out just to sell this game. And, like, next year, we're done with that.
I get that. Like, if they're doing it any other way, it'd be kind of, maybe suspicious. But
somebody said, I can't wait for all the layups and fundamentals. It's sad knowing that they put so much more energy into adding women into this game than they did the servers. That's how people feel about them adding the WNBA teams into it.
Yo, people are fucked up.
Damn. But anyway, we do have some other issues when it comes to loot boxes. Everybody's favorite topic.
Ooh, we finally figured out a solution for loot boxes that we all can just, you know, move on with our life.
Well, I would just say that we're finally going to come to the point where our regulation for loot boxes will be somewhat close to what China did back in 2017.
That's good, right?
It's close.
Oh,
so, okay. As we announced actually a few months back, the FTC was going to do this open house to talk about loot boxes here in Washington, D.C. And on August 7th, they finally actually had that discussion. It was, and actually, if any of you are interested, you can go to the FTC website and you can actually watch the web broadcast. It's actually like session one and session two. It was set up as panels where you had the FTC officials, but you also have folks from academia, from the industry, different just enthusiasts all talking about the pros and cons, history thereof, of loot boxes. So it was a very collegial affair, but then when you get to hear the individuals talking, it had its own different flavor.
Oh dear.
So for example, when you had the industry talking up, you had a guy who talked about like the history of loot boxes, how microtransactions help prepare for longevity of the game, where back in the day when I was playing my Atari, you got yourself a cartridge, you play that game, and then you're done with it, and now you can keep playing games of service, always changing, man, we're living in the future. Man, if they had us back when Doom was out.
Oh, gosh.
And then you have other folks who are like, y'all are teaching kids how to gamble.
Yeah, right.
You're
right.
Killing our generation. But
I need another yacht, though.
Right. So one thing to you know, of course, ESA, Entertainment Software Association, the industry group representing many of the developers and publishers, they came out with their own statement, which they're saying that the big three, Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo, as well as quite a number of major developers, are going to require that their pay loot boxes in games will come with disclosures on the relative rarity or probability of obtaining randomized virtual items, and that these required disclosures will also apply to game updates if the update add new loot box features. The precise timing of this disclosure requirement is still being worked out, but the console makers are targeting the year 2020 for the implementation of this new policy.
There we go.
So, is industry driven, of course, voluntary.
Mm-hmm.
They list quite a number of publishers who have agreed to do so no later than the end of 2020 to add these disclosures on the rarity or probability of obtaining in-game virtual items through purchased loot boxes. These include Activision Blizzard, Bandai Namco, Bethesda, Bungie, Electronic Arts, obviously Microsoft, Nintendo, Sony Interactive Entertainment, Take-Two, Ubisoft, Warner Brothers, and Wizards of the Coast. Whew!
Jesus.
Many of other ESA members are considering such disclosures. This would apply to all new games and updates to games that add such in-game purchases and will be presented in a manner that is understandable and easily accessed.
Mm.
So ESA just went out on the get-go, say, hey, we're going to let you know the probability. They're not doing anything really to, you know, deal with the issue of children getting into this or addressing the issue of addictions. But they're saying, hey, we're going to let you know what's the probability. But like I said, when these publishers go to China, they've been having to do this since 2017. March of 2017, want to be specific. So a lot of it is that they're doing something, but they're already doing, so it's not a huge cost to them.
Right, right.
If anything, it seems like they're trying to get in front of this issue. And like I said, there are other academics. I'll pull up a quote for some of you if you're interested to hear it. When it comes to the loot boxes, here is one guy. He's Dr. David Zindo from York St. John University, who's a researcher. He led one of the panels, and he said that there's one clear message that I want to get across today, and it stands in dark and stark contrast to mostly everything you heard so far. The message is this: spending money on loot boxes is linked to problem gambling. The more people spend on loot boxes, the more severe the problem gambling is. This isn't just my research. This is just an effect that has been replicated numerous times across the world by multiple independent labs. This is something that the game industry does not want to engage with. And there's another follow-up here, which is by Dr. Adam Elmtope, who says that, quote, since there's a benefit for lying about loot box odds, there must be regulation around this topic. Going further, that according to him and his research, they found that traditional loot box approach where players can earn duplicative items rather than unique loot box approach, where they are guaranteed that every item will be new, actually works in the player's favor. Because one thing that is differing loot boxes versus baseball cards is that baseball cards, once they're published and sold, you know, it is purely random. But
when the publisher has no control over what you get.
Yeah. And whereas the developers, they can see what items you've already had.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They
could code that
their,
shit.
Yeah, they know what you have. They know you don't have. And they can change the rarity of items according to what you've already have purchased.
Side note, Destiny got in trouble for that a while ago. Mm-hmm. And they were like, okay, well, we'll just change our algorithm so it's going to be more favorable to what you don't have. And that's what you're going to get.
And that's one of the things that I've always seen when it comes to Overwatch, when it comes to loot boxes. I always found that their loot boxes tend to give you, is more likely to get legendary items for characters you play the least.
Yeah.
And I think that's because they want you to play those characters to diversify your own kit.
Yeah.
And therefore, if you want a certain legendary item for the character you play the most, like I play a lot of Symmetra, more often than not, I have to buy that skin because that's the character I play.
Yeah.
But when it comes to Widowmaker, the person who I may have maybe 10 minutes on my 1,300 hours.
I got all of her shit.
All of it. Every single one. First loot box of the event. Geez. Bam. Widowmaker, Tracer, Genji. I hate these characters.
Yeah.
But they know what I got.
Right, right, right. So yeah, I mean, I'd like to also clarify that real quick. I am talking about Destiny's engrams. I know for a fact that that was an issue that they solved. Just clarifying. It's not their loot boxes, guys. Whatever. Fuck. Anyways, last, you know, I wanted to clarify, but then I realized I'm just, you know, whatever.
It's okay. It's okay.
Just yelling at the cloud.
I'm just yelling at the cloud, you know. Last, Pokemon Sword and Shield trailer has revealed the new villain team.
Have we talked about Pokemon just about every episode this year in some way, shape, or form?
Almost.
Yeah, right. They've been doing well.
There are Overwatch cast, a Pokemon cast, a Red Dead cast.
And I can't wait. Oh man.
We're gonna be a Death Stranding cast. Yeah, we're gonna be a Call of Duty cast.
We're gonna be all the casts. They're also revealed the new Galarian form. I think I'm pronouncing that properly. If I'm not,
High Valerian?
Close.
Ooh.
We're talking about Pokemon Galarian. So it's actually a really, really cool trailer. The name of the new team is Team Yell.
Oh, okay.
Because you got to yell when you say Team Yell.
They look like Juggalos.
They do. Mm-hmm. And all the Galarian forms are like rocked out versions of like Pokemon. And they look so awesome.
Except for Weezing. He has a top hat now because he's a gentleman.
My man is proper.
Monocle smile.
Oh, shit. It's awesome. So the trailer outlines a handful of monsters. How dare they say monsters? It's Pokemon. It's
pocket monsters.
Continue. Yes, but you must say pocket if you say monsters. You can't just disrespect Pokemon and just say monsters.
Okay.
Yes.
You are so serious.
Back to what I was reading.
Oh.
And characters coming to Sword and Shield. Along these are Galarian Weezing, Galarian Zigzagoon, which looks like one of... It looks like a pet that would be in like Kiss's lineup. It looks exactly like that. And a form-changing creature that appears to be this generation's Pikachu-like Pokemon. It's called Morpico? Morpico?
Morpico.
Whatever. And it has two forms, a happy full belly mode and a grumpy hangry mode.
That sounds like me.
Yeah.
Just in the regular. That's my Monday.
So Galar is based on England. England loves football / soccer.
Oh.
Team Yell are supposed to be football hooligans.
Fans. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Because like in the trailer, they're like shouting kind of thing.
They have vuvuzelas.
Yeah. Oh, so that's fucking awesome.
That's...
Look at them doing their research. That's why I respect Pokemon. And I don't call them monsters. Kotaku, how dare you. Anyways, this trailer looks awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. Sean's excited. And Doug, you have to be excited too.
I just have to.
Just because, yeah.
Can it be like that one just on my own? Wait, is John Bernthal attached to this product?
Yes, actually, he is in this game.
Really?
Yes, yeah.
You can catch him.
He actually plays... the voice artist for the last Morpuku? Person you fight in the gym.
For Morpuku, the Pikachu-looking Pokemon. You say we're playing in a gym. I'm like, okay. How much? Okay, I bet he's hot and sweaty. Okay,
yep.
Never mind. Yep. Good. I'm in there.
Yeah, and you know what? He's shirtless. He just has a jacket over his shoulders.
You know, my Eiffel Tower is really happy right now.
It's grown 15 centimeters. All right. I think that's it.
We're ending on his Eiffel Tower. Can we have another story, please?
No.
All right. Okie dokie.
And this has been Talks of Eiffel Towers and Gaming News.
Mm-hmm.
On this episode of Press X to Start Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this cast as much as we enjoyed making it and growing it and talking about things.
And stroking it.
Doug, you're going to get us put on new taco, bro.
Don't forget to rate us and review us on your favorite podcasting app. Every little bit helps. In case you missed any of this, you can find all the details and more on our website at pressx2start.com.
Ooh, Call of Duty is going to have a Tamagotchi.
Oh, my God.
What? We forgot to say that.
Oh, you forgot my the Tamagotchi.
Gosh. We need to talk about the Tamagotchi.
Hey, we got time. So
wait a minute. Yes.
Real quick.
This Justin.
Real quick.
Call of Duty. As a Tamagotchi that feeds on kills a multiplayer.
That is so awesome.
Sean, you get your wish. We have one more story.
That's all we know of about it so far, but this shit's going to be awesome.
I hope you can name it. I'm going to name mine Cindy.
Mine is going to be named Audrey. From Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah. All right.
My character will be named Seymour.
That's awesome. And with that being said, we out.
Toodaloo.